Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. What permanent mark will the COVID-19 pandemic leave on the world? Past outbreaks have shattered societies and created new systems. One example is the plague of Justinian in the 6th century.
It's named after the Roman Emperor Justinian, and by the time it was over, 25 to 100 million people had died.
Historians believe the plague spread along trade and military routes into all of Rome, killing up to half its people. Its economy tanked, and with it, its mighty military.
It couldn't defend against barbarians in northern Europe, which attacked the western Roman provinces. Then the Islamic Rashidun Caliphate from the Arabian Peninsula conquered the Roman territories in the Levant, the Caucasus, Egypt, and North Africa.
What remained was a region split into three dissimilar civilizations: the Islamic one in the eastern and southern Mediterranean, the Greek one that becomes Byzantium, and the European one in the west. An entirely new world order had evolved.
The plague disrupted Rome's secular governments as people sought solace in religion, allowing the Catholic Church to fill the void.
A new socioeconomic order rose when the plague left fewer slaves alive. This gave them power to gain freedom and rewards for their work on owners' lands, which laid the groundwork for feudalism.
This new world order influenced the civilization we know today. We're hopeful today's pandemic won't create such drastic results.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.